T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Because we got Adam Kaplan on the line. I want to get to Adam right away. He's 95.7 The Game's NFL insider. Adam, just your first thoughts on the trade.
Yeah, guys, good to be with you. This is the guy identified for the station that I thought they would go after. They did it. Now, I didn't think they'd give up this much to get him. Boy, it took a lot more than I expected. And that's why the Broncos did it now, because they met what they were looking for. I thought it would take I thought this might go down to the wire, but instead of waiting to the next week, remember they lost last week, and that did it. They had an awful loss at home where they got up early, but then they got blown out. So this is a big move for them, because what I've said all along on the station is the Niners badly need a veteran receiver, sure-handed, good route runner, and that's what he is. They just need one reliable veteran receiver. That's all they need, and they got that guy. This is the best guy that was available, and they got him. I mean, I'm not surprised. This is the guy identified, and good for John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan. Get up a little bit more than I expected, but this adds something they needed badly.
Let me quick follow up on that, Adam. They've given up a third and a fourth, and they got back Denver's fifth. There's some sentiment already that I'm seeing out here that, you know, that fourth and fifth that are going to be swapped may not actually be that far apart, because the 49ers are going to be at the end of the fourth. Broncos maybe at the beginning of the fifth. People out here are kind of looking at it like, well, we gave up a third and a little change.
Right, but let's not forget, though, Emmanuel Sanders is on the final year of his deal. And by the way, his base salary will be prorated at $10.15 million. They'll be responsible for just a little bit over half of that. So that's a lot. They got to pay the remainder of that. You know, they're going to have to pay him a little bit over $5 million for the rest of the season. That's a lot of money, but you know what? They had to do something. If we were being honest here, this is not a Super Bowl team until they get better receivers, more reliable guys. They've got one of the best tight ends in the National Football League. And then they've got a reliable veteran receiver who, by the way, probably will play more inside than outside. He's, I think Sanders at this point in his career is better, I'm told, is better of an inside receiver than an outside receiver.
Yeah, Adam, you called it. The Niners got their man, but I got a question for you. Do you think that Lynch and Shanahan might be done?
No. I think that the other positions we've identified on the station would be offensive line depth, specifically a tackle. I can't imagine they're going to go the rest of the season without adding a veteran tackle some way. It doesn't have to be a starter, because the young kids are filling in, or they've played fairly well. But you want to have, if you want to be a solid playoff team, and who knows how far the Niners could play, go in the playoffs, they're way better than we thought. And then probably a veteran corner would not hurt them. Certainly could use for depth. I think depth is a certain thing that I think we've seen every Super Bowl winner. You get tested. Things are going to happen with injury that you don't expect. Those things you can't really prevent, but they're going to happen, and you want to make sure that you've got depth. So we're not surprised by Tuesday if they add one or two more players.
Adam, you have been all over Emmanuel Sanders, and John Elway actually joined our morning show about a month ago, and he said the lines of communication is always open. I am a little surprised they haven't moved off of Chris Harris Jr. I was wondering if he could be part of this package for Emmanuel Sanders. But is this enough for the Niners? Is Emmanuel Sanders enough to overcome the Saints, the Packers, the Cowboys, the Seahawks within their division, Adam?
Well, they're going to have to get better production from the other guys, like Pettis, like Goodwin. Goodwin's supposed to be that deep threat. He just has not been able to make the big play consistently. So I think they need to get more out of him. Obviously, Deebo Samuel's hurt right now. When they get him back, he'll contribute. They need to get more production from the receivers. We know how great they are at tight end. We know how great they are at running back. I would throw out last week's game with a rain. That one, you just chalk it up to the conditions were poor. I think defensively, they've got it. I mean, they could compete. So when you ask me that question, right now they could compete with anyone. And the thing that you're going to need is there needs to be, other than George Kittle, someone else who Shanahan could dial up for Jimmy Garoppolo to throw to that they could rely on. That's what Sanders is. He's been like that. He was a guy, very early in the season, he was doing well. One thing I do want to add also with Sanders is that he's been dealing with a sore knee. That's something to keep an eye on. He's been on the injury report for a while and been limited in practice. As a matter of fact, I think he told the TV crew prior to last week's game his knee was bothering him. In fact, the sideline reporter went on the air and said that She said that she was talking to Sanders, and Sanders says, yeah, I could play, but, you know, it was not easy to get ready for that game on a short week.
Adam, I guess I want to ask you, if you've been watching the 49ers all year long, yeah, and he dresses and he's supposed to play against Carolina, but let's look a week or two when he's more integrated. Will you see a difference in the eye test, do you think?
Let's not forget, I know that he's 32 years old. We're talking about Emmanuel Sanders. This is a guy who's always been able to run. He was actually one of the fastest young receivers in the league very early in his career. Now, he's been more of a possession receiver and run after the catch guy. And occasionally you throw deep to him. But the thing that you like about him is you can move him around. Slot, outside, I think he's still a slot receiver. And this actually can help free up other guys because you're going to have to worry about him. Kittle and Sanders are two guys you're going to have to worry about him if you're the defense. Because right now, if you're trying to take anyone out, you know Kittle, and you got to slow down the run game, and that's it. You don't have to worry about anyone else because Pettis is not, he's not taking the next step in his career after the really interesting rookie season.
You know what? I was telling the fellas, this may be an added bonus because I know Sanders is not Randy Moss, Adam, in his prime, but he's going to help Shanahan and Lynch find out more about Jimmy Garoppolo, what he can do with this new asset, right?
Yeah, because he's a reliable guy, and that was it. I think the offense, the pass game, has been a little bit disappointing, and we've been kind of waiting for this thing to take off a little bit because the run game has been incredible. There's no doubt about it. If you look at Sanders' career, when they were throwing the ball downfield, it was really a lot with Peyton Manning. Not so much the last couple years because of the poor quarterback play. His best years came with Peyton Manning. Let's face it. He had the monster year in 2014 with 9 touchdowns and over 1,400 yards and about 14 yards per catch. And he was a little bit more of a deep threat. But remember now, he is 32 years old. He's on the back nine of his career. And your hope, actually, you know, your real hope is here that he plays well because all that you're giving up in draft compensation, you'd be able to bring him back. And he does turn 33 in March.
Real quick, Adam, Mohamed Sanu got traded to the Patriots earlier today. A lot of reports saying that 49ers were in on him. What happened there with Atlanta and the Niners in terms of Mohamed Sanu? And would Sanu be a better fit than, say, Emmanuel Sanders?
No, I'd rather have Sanders because he's way more explosive. He's older than Sanu, but he could run better, and he's got better positional versatility. And that was a straight two, by the way. That's another thing. Now, the other thing of these trades is, if the Niners continue on this track, the compensation they're giving up will not be quite as good because they're not going to be picking between 20, you know, in the top 10 or top 15 based on the way things have gone here. That always is a factor. This is something we talked about in the station. When the Raiders traded Khalil Mack, they thought the Bears would not be a very good football team. But here, at least you have at this deadline that Mack trade was made before the season last year started, and then this one is made around the midway point, so you have better information.
Adam, thank you so much for joining us on the spur of the moment. You were on top of this from weeks ago. Thank you so much, my man.
Guys, thank you.
All right, Adam Kaplan, 95.7 The Game, NFL Insider.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.